In classifying governments, there's two basic forms in the world today, democracy and dictatorship. In a democracy, supreme political authority rests with the people. The people hold supreme power, and the government is conducted only by and with the consent of the people. A democracy can be direct or indirect. In a direct democracy, which would be a pure democracy, it's where people vote on everything. They would vote on every issue. In this case, the people then would directly create public policy, and public policy would have to match public interest because it would be all of the people expressing their opinions. But that's hard to do. It's hard to do because you'd have to have a real small community in which you could tally everybody's vote and get everybody's input. Some places in New England, they still have town hall meetings that take on issues and people vote directly on those. Americans are more accustomed to an indirect democracy. In an indirect democracy or a representative democracy, small groups of people that are chosen by vote then represent the people's interests and creates public policy that should best define that public interest. They are responsible for making laws, executing laws, interpreting laws. These elected representatives are actually the legislative, executive, and judicial branches of the government as laid out in the Constitution. It's the will of the people that bring these individuals into the public policy realm, and they are the ones that are elected to do the decision making, and they are actually representing the will of the people, or in other words, the consent of the governed, thus a representative democracy. Now, in order for something like this to work, the public has to be awake, enlightened, involved. If it's awake, enlightened, and involved, then it only stands to reason that that same public will vote. If that public votes, then the will of the people truly will be interpreted by those in office, and they will create public policy that matches the public will or the public interest. That would be an effective democracy. The problem in the United States is that we're not involved and we are not awake. And consequently, our representatives of our democracy don't always represent the true public interest. That's our fault. That is our fault, the voters' fault, because we're not involved. Now, a lot of Americans use the term democracy, republic, representative democracy, and republican form of government interchangeably. They aren't exactly the same. No problem. I'm not worried about that. I'm just concerned that you understand that we have a representative democracy. Whatever terms are used, just remember that the people are the sovereign power. They are the only source for all and any of the government's power, which is laid down in our Constitution. But if the people don't exercise that power through voting, then those representatives that have been chosen to serve the public interest are free to go their own way and often do, which accounts for a broken government. And I would say that democracy or no democracy, our government is broken, because we, the people, do not take an active enough role in that government.